line from the bottom. So we ended off yesterday with a question. Are you allowed to take a sheet and put it on the sukkah to protect yourself from the sun? We're not talking about how you're not going to have a problem with tzchach. That's a separate issue. Assuming it wasn't an issue.
We already had that.
The question was, is it an issue of ohel? You're not allowed to make an ohel on Shabbos or Yontif. So if it's already made, half made, then he could do it. So he didn't have an answer. So the Gemara says, well, v'tiv shot lemidi day. I have an answer for you. This question, I have a good answer. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says, pekaka chalon, if you have a window opening, in the olden days, a window opening meant a hole in the wall. That a hole in the wall is a window, but there was a board that they would use to put to stuff the window up at night or when it was a little cold. They took a shutter, took a board, and stuck the board into the window. Now, are you going to put that in on Shabbos?
It's part of the window.
It's part of the wall, you're saying? So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bisman Shekasher Vitoloi, if this board is connected, tied and connected to the wall, then Pokekin Bo. Then you can do it. V'yim Lav, but if not, ain't Pokekin Bo. You can't take a board from the basement and bring it up on Shabbos and stick it into the wall. Why? It's like building. But if it's connected already, that's not a problem. V'chacham Omer, Benkachu Benkach Pokekin. Now, no matter what, it's okay. I'm building. No matter what, you can take this board, even if it's not attached. Right, but how come the Chacham say you're allowed to? But the answer is, because it's a window. There's no one would hold that if before Shabbos started, the window was open, and on Shabbos you have to sit on cold, please close the window. No one holds you not allowed to do that. Why? It's a window. It's made to open and close. Same thing over here. Just, it doesn't have to even be connected. But Rabbi Eliezer held it has to be connected. So what do you see? That Rabbi Eliezer held, you're not allowed to make an ohel on Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to bring a board from the basement. So his question, he already answered, he already spoke about this issue. What's the difference between putting a board in the wall or putting a curtain over the to protect you from the sun and the sukkah? No difference. Same thing. So Gemara says, no. Hasam over there, who de mevatel. Over there, the wall, the board was mevatel. Avohacha lo mevatel lo, but over here it's not mevatel. No, it's a different halacha. What mevatel? Says Rashi on top. Lahai pakak, this board legabi chalon by concerning the window. V'chashiv le mikosel atmo. It's called the wall itself. It's the wall. Hilkach therefore lahavim. I'm sorry. Hilk lahai pakak legabi chalon v'chashiv le mikosel atmo hilkach havi mosif. It's a problem. It's not a problem. It's called Mosif. Avol Sadin, but when it comes to a sheet, Anan Tahadi, we are testifying to lo mevatel legabi sukkah. You're not being mevatel the board, the curtain to the sukkah. No. But when you have a window and you have a board, if it's attached, it's part of the wall. It's part of the wall. I can take it off, I can put it back. But over here, what are you telling me? This curtain's part of the sukkah? Of course not. What? One second. Aval anantai lomavatale legabi sukkah v'sofa litlo. Then you're going to remove it. Hilchach therefore lo pshita l'Rabbi Eliezer d'lahavi Mosif. Rabbi Eliezer was not sure about that. Right? Why can't you use an awning? Because you're not allowed to add on an ohel on Shabbos.
Why? Part of the wall.
No, so it has to already be half open or a little bit open. Then you can. Right. Okay.
Like a throne or something like that with a hood on.
Correct.
Those umbrellas you can't open Shabbos.
That's right. That's right. It's a gzeira. Okay, ready? Here we go. Now that we mentioned Rabbi Eliezer about this whole this agadah yesterday now we're going to talk about Rabbi Eliezer. Who's Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Right? He's a very early Tana. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? His father disowned him because he went to learn Torah. He didn't want to stay in the business. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Rabbi Eliezer. There's a story with Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Stam Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Sheshavas Bigalil Elyon. He lives in the Upper Galilee. Vishalu Shloshim Allah Hilchos Pilchas Sukkah. They asked him 30 questions in Hilchas Sukkah. 30 questions they asked him. Shtei Mesvei Amalhem Shamati. 12 of them he said, I know the answer. Shmona Asar Amalim Lo Shmati. On 18 of them, he said, I don't know the answer. 18, he said, I don't know the answer. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Omer, no, Chilat, it's the opposite. Shmon Asar, Omer, Lehem, Shemati. 18, he said, I heard the answer. Shtei Masrei, Omer, Lehem, Lo, Shemati. And 12, he said, I didn't hear the answer.
So, that's already staggering.
What?
That out of 30, he didn't know 12, and he knew everything that was...
One second. Omer, Lo, Kol, Devarecha, In, Elipi, Shmua. What, you can't think of an answer yourself? So you didn't hear the answer, you can't think of an answer yourself? You're a big Tana. Amalahem, what do you mean? No, not go against his Rebbe. He didn't hear it from his Rebbe. His kakatuni lomo davish lo shamati pi rabosai? You want to say something that I didn't hear from my Rebbeim? Miyomai, my entire life. Lo kidmani adna besa medrash. No person preceded me in the bed. I was the first one in. Vilo yashanti besa medrash. I never slept in the besa medrash. Lo shinas kva, lo shinas arai. Right? I didn't, not even a 5-minute nap. I was the first one in. V'lohinachti adam beis hamedrash, I never left anyone in there, v'yitziyasa, when I left. Meaning, I was the first one in, I was the first one out. First one in, last one out. I was the first one in, last one out, and while I was there, I never slept at all. Right? There's no one else in Shas that says he was the first one in and the last one out.
Yes.
No, Yosef HaMadaka, we'll see in a minute, doesn't say he was the first one in.
Doesn't?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It does say it about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. However, I don't know, they only say this vart about Rabbi Eliezer. Right? How does Shas open? First Mishnah Shas. Name is like Korin Shrav Arvis. When do you say Shema at night? B'shash ha-kahanam nechnasam lechol trumasan. When the kahanam go to eat truma. Ad sof ha-shmur rishona. Until the end of the first watch, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. It's the first person mentioned in Shas. It's the first one in. Who's the last one out? Let's go to the last Mishnah in Shas, which is Mechasechtas Uksin. Who's the last person mentioned in Shas? So, the last Mishnah is not him. The last Mishnah is Omer B'Shur ben Levi. Shubhan Levi is not a Tana. This is not a Mishnah. It crept in. It's not a Mishnah because it's not a Tana.
So
the Mishnah right before that is Chalos Devash, Emesai Metamos Mishum Tomashka, Beshame Omrim this, and Meshil Omrim that. Those are yeshivas. Mishnah before that. Kaveris Devorim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Havahikakarka. The last person mentioned in Shas is Rabbi Eliezer. He's the first one in, and he's the last one out. First Tana in, last Tana out. First one in the base of Medrash, last one out of the base of Medrash. That's an amazing Vart.
He says everything in the
word. That's a good Vart. He's the first one in and the last one out. You ever heard a Vart like that?
Why does it say Rabbi Yochanan say? Because he says everything in the name of Rabbi Yochanan
Ben Zakkai. Yochanan Ben Zakkai is hardly mentioned in Shas.
Why?
Because when he lived, there were very few machlokas, and he didn't really say much. He's not really a common matana. He has a few things. It's a big tzaddik. I'm not saying that. It's a big tzaddik. It's a tremendous tzaddik. But he doesn't really appear that much in the Mishnayos.
So why does it say Rabbi Eliezer b'shem Rabbi Yochanan?
What do you mean? He asked that question yesterday. I don't have an answer to that question.
Rabbi Eliezer is considered Shamuti, right?
Right.
And Rabbi Elazar is
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
He's from Hillel. He's clearly based Hillel.
And he's his Rebbe. So then what's going on? How can he turn into a Shamuti? That's a good question.
The Talmud of Hillel, that doesn't mean that the Talmudim that started the Machlokah was lower later.
Earlier than him. He's later than that.
Who's
later? Yochanan ben Zakkai is later.
No.
Later than who?
No.
He was the time after the...
He lived during the Chorban. It's a famous story. The Kamsa Bar Kamsa story is him.
Yes.
So he lived at the very end and after it was over.
He's the one who pulled him out.
Right.
If everything that he says is saying... He doesn't have to say it, because we just accept everything he said.
There's a Gemara that says that even, I think.
Yeah,
they didn't have to say it even, because it's obvious.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, v'lo sachti sichas chulin, I never spoke sichas chulin, v'lo amakti davar shon shanti v'rebi ma'olam, I never said anything I didn't hear from my Rebbe beforehand. Amru alav al b'yochad medzakeh, who's his Rebbe. Mi'amma v'lo sachti sichas chulin, I never spoke sichas chulin. V'lo halachti al arams v'lo Torah, I never went 4 arams to the Torah, v'lo tfilin, v'lo kadru adnum beis ha-medrash, no one got to the shul before me. Maybe that's where they got it from. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you can't say the same word about Shas because he never does not mention in Shas all that often. V'lo yashan beis hamedrash. I never slept in the beis hamedrash. Olshin has kev, olshin has a right. V'lo hirer b'muvahos mutanafas. I never thought about Torah in the street, in dirty streets. V'lo haniach adam beis hamedrash v'yotzei. I never left anybody in the yeshiva when I left. V'lo matzu adam yoshev v'domim. You never found him sitting there just doing nothing. El yoshev v'shana, sitting and learning. V'lo pasach adam deles l'talmidov. He never made anyone else stand by the door. Elohu ba'atmo. He did it himself. What does that mean, he did it himself? He stood by the door himself to open the door. Some say he did it so no one should think, Marsha says, that he didn't want to, no one should be jealous of him, that he's, I'm going to learn, you go open the door. No, he went to open the door himself. V'lo amar davar shel shamam pi rabo mi'olam. He never said anything he didn't hear from his Rebbe. V'lo amar, higia eis la'amod beis ha-medrash. It's time to leave the yeshiva. Chutz, except for, ma'arvi p'sachim v'arvi yom ha-kippur. Except for Erev Pesach, except for Erev Yom Kippur, he never said, Toshan Yeshiva. You want to come learn on Yom Kippur itself? You can come. Erev Yom Kippur, you have to go home and eat. And Erev Pesach. V'lo ha'yir Rabbi Elezer Talmidav Noeg Acharav. V'chein ha'yir Elezer Talmidav Noeg Acharav. And Rabbi Elezer, his Talmud acted the same way. By the way, you're never going to forget for the rest of your life that he's the first one in and the last one out in Shas. You never forget that. He's the first Tana mentioned, the last Tana mentioned. It's an amazing part. Tana Rabbanan. Shuan Talmidav Ha'ilol Hilazakin. Hilazakin and 80 Talmidim. 80 Talmidim. Shloshim Ham ruined Tishrael of Shechina Kamosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them were Roy to have the Shechina shine on them like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shloshim Ham ruined Shetamad Lahem Chama Kishua Benun. 30 of them were Roy for the sun to shine on them, for the sun to stand still like Yeshua Benun. Esrim Beninim. 20 of them were Beninim. Gadol Shabakulan Yonas and Menuziel. The greatest of all of them was Yonas and Menuziel. It's a machlokas if he's the greatest of all or the greatest of the Beninim. Okay? Kadin Shabakulan, the least of all of them, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Was Rabbi Yochanan, that's the least.
Yeah, but the least of the Bein and
Nim? Not sure, it's a machlok.
It says here in the article, that cannot be because he became the Nasi.
Who became the Nasi?
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
So he couldn't have been the least?
Correct. He was the Nasi after he left.
So what does this mean?
That we don't know.
Okay. Amr Olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shalohi Niach Mikra. There was no Mikra, there's no Pasuk, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Agados, Agadata, the Duke Torah. What's the Duke Torah? Different grammar, the Duke.
Scriptural exactitudes.
Yeah, scriptural exactitudes, the Duke Sofrim, right? All the Safras, everything. Kalim, Chamurim, Kalvachomers, Xerishavas, Tekufos, Gabatrios. Tekufos is the seasons, Gabatrios. Sichas Malachi Ashares. The talk of angels, Sichas Shadim, the talk of Shadim, Sichas Dikal, the talk of trees, says Rashi, Lo Yadana Mayhai, I don't know what that is. When we talk of trees, what does that mean? Says Rashi, I don't know what that is.
Speech of demons was no problem.
No, the Divya Master of Rashi is all three. Sichas Machia Sharet, Sichas Shadim, and Sichas Dikalim. It sounds like it's only going on the Dekel. I don't know what that means.
The Sichas Shadim means he knew how to overpower the Shadim.
Right. The Rabbeinu Gershom says, Sichas Dekalim means he knew how to make an incantation to know which field is the best to plant in, to plant palm trees. That's what one pshat says. The Rashba says in the name of Haigon that it means he knew when the wind would blow the trees, he knew what they would say. Rashi says, I don't know what that means. Rashi could have figured that out too. Anyway, Mashalos Kavosin, the Mashal of the laundromat, Mashalos Shoalim, the Mashal of foxes, Davar Gadol v'davar Katan. Everything big, everything small. Davar Gadol, Maisa Merkava. Big things are the Maisa Merkava. Davar Katan, the small things, what are the small things? Havayos da Abaye v'Rava. The back and forth of Abaye and Rava. Now, of course, Abaye and Rava didn't live yet, but it means the back and forth that they were going to have, he knew it all already. L'kayim Emar.
But yet he didn't know 12 answers from Sukkah.
No, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That was Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. L'kayim
Emar. Correct.
He didn't hear from his Rebbe, but that was a different person. That was a real, yes, that's a real Chana Metaka. L'kayim Mashenema, to L'kayim, what it says, L'hanchil Ohave Yesh, to inherit my loved ones, Yesh, which is 310, whatever that means, V'otzros Sehem Amale. And the Otzros, the treasure houses, what's Amale? I will fill. What does it mean, I will fill? It should say, V'otzros Sehem Maleim. Filled up treasure houses. No? How does the pasuk read in English?
Filled up future
storehouses. What?
Storehouses.
What's Amale? I will fill. I will fill. What is it?
Says
he. Yeah.
310.
Right. Va'otzrosehem and storehouses amale. I will fill. And the pasuk goes on to right, right. So the Maharsha says an unbelievable thing. Don't think that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai spent time learning the sichas of the Dekalim. I'll take an hour a day. I'm going to go learn that. I'm not going to learn Torah. I'm going to learn that. He didn't do that. Otrosayim amale. It just happened to him. He just happened to know it. It's an unbelievable vart. The Maharsha says. The Chavetz Chaim has it in his Chavetz Chaim. He says, you know what goes on Bashal Shudas? People talk Lashon Hara Bashal Shudas. The Chavetz Chaim never sat Bashal Shudas and listened to Lashon Hara. How did he know? He just did. That's Otrosayim amale. You become fooled up with other knowledge just by being who you are. Such a massive vart, the Maharsha is saying. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't spend time learning what the Shadim to talk about. He didn't do that. He didn't go to classes and waste time. He didn't do that. Just amale. It became full inside him. He just knew it. When you such a learn so much Torah, amale. It just happens. You just become filled up with that stuff.
He
didn't go to classes, how to learn. Didn't do that.
I thought he pulled that out of the Torah.
It's the same thing. We're saying the same thing. The point is he didn't spend extra time. I'm going to learn about Shakespeare. And he didn't do that. It happened automatically. Amale. It became filled up. Unbelievable fart. This is the smallest one. This is the smallest Talmud like this. Gadol. So what about the biggest one? So Amar Olav al Yonas ben Uziel. They say about Yonas ben Uziel. B'shah she Yosef Osek b'Torah. When he sat and learned Torah. Kol Oof. She Pareach Olav. Miad Nisraf. Any bird that flew overhead got burnt. That's what they say about Yonas ben Uziel. This is the greatest Talmud. So what about the Rebbe? What about Hillel himself? What about when he learned? Sigizunt. What about when Hillel learned? The Rebbe learned. So one of the Mepharshim says that the Ritva says that when the Rebbe learned, that even the birds that were not on top of him also got burnt. Right? The Kotzke has a better vart. Not a better. Kotzke has a different vart. The Kotzke. Hillel himself.
Right.
So if you notice in Ezekiel, when he learned, the birds flew over and got burnt. What about the Rebbe? So the Kotzker says that Hillel was so great that when he learned, the birds didn't get burnt. That's how great he was. Here, they didn't get burnt. It's a whole nother Madrega. He's able to control it. They didn't get burnt. Okay. That ends the Agadata. Now back to Earth. Okay? Misha Yerosho Verubo Basukka. If someone has his head and his body in a sukkah, Vishulchana Basukka Bayis, and the table in the house, Beishamai posts in the Basila Machshirin. Beishamai says you're puzzle, and Basila says it's kosher. Now, we did this on Daf like Gimel or something, or Dalit, and we said over there that they're arguing about two sukkahs. Number one, a tiny sukkah, which you can't even fit the table into the sukkah. So Basila says it's fine. Beishamai says no, it's not. And we call it Beishamai here. Or it's a big sukkah, and for whatever reason, the table's not in the sukkah. The table's outside the sukkah, but it's right by the entrance. So we're afraid, Beishamai says, I'm afraid. Yeah, it's a massive sukkah. But you put the table, for some reason, right by the door. So we're afraid you're going to lean in.
Yeah, because the bed is
taking
the
room. You're going to lean in and not eat in the sukkah. And Basil says, I'm not choshish for that. If you have the table outside, you know you have to come back in. And we call it Beishamai. Amru lahem Beithil Beishamai. So Basil says, Beishamai, one second. Look, don't you remember that story? Don't you remember that story? We went to go visit that the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel went to go visit the Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharonis. Umatzuhu, we found him. Yoshev brosho v'ruv b'sukkah v'shachana b'sukkah bayis. He was had a sukkah like that. V'lo amru lo davar. No one said a word to him. Amru lahem b'shammai misham raya. What are you talking about? It's not a raya. Afheim Amrullah, we did say to him, Im Kain, Hayisi Noeg, if ye behave like this, lo kiyamta sukkah, mitzvah sukkah, miyamecha. You were never Mekayim mitzvah sukkah in your whole life. If this is your sukkah every year, you're not Mekayim. Ask some of the Achronim, one second, what about when he went to sleep? What about when he went to sleep? It's Mekayim then, sukkah. He said, slept in the sukkah. It's true, he didn't have the bed like that. The bed was in the sukkah. He also sat in the sukkah, by the way. The table was in the house. So Beisham, by the way, first of all, who said that, so you see from here, that the Chacham have the power to tell you, you're not Yotzei a mitzvah midaraisa. The Chacham had the power to do that. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that that you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah with a table in the house because there's a gzeira you're going to lean over. The Rabbanim made that up. And therefore, you never became mitzvah sukkah. First of all, how could they say that? You never became mitzvah sukkah? Forget the sleeping for a minute. How could they say that? The answer is, they have the power to do that. They have the power to define how a mitzvah is performed. And if the mitzvah is not performed the way they say, you're not yotzei midoraisa. There's another example of it. We all know it. We say it in the Haggadah. You're not yotzei. Where does it say in the Torah have to mention Pesach, Matzah, and Morah? Where does it say that? The answer is no place. It doesn't say that. And the Rabbi Gamliel said, you don't do it my way, you're not yotzei. Right? Another time you have it.
By the way, for that Haggadah, is that only because we don't have the Pesach Mikdash? Would he say the same thing in the time of the Pesach Mikdash?
I don't know. Maybe he would say it. Maybe he would. But even still, Matzah we could do. Maybe more or not, and Karm Pesach for sure not. Matzah we could do. And Rabbi Gamliel says, if you don't say it like this, you're not yotzei. Wait a minute, eat matzah. I sat on a sukkah. So the table was over there, so what?
Can we learn anything that Beit Shammah said in Cain? I mean, it doesn't say you're actually not yotzei. They're saying, if you're doing it this way all the time.
No, that's not what it means. It means you're not yotzei. The answer is, the Chacham have the power to define how a mitzvah is performed, and if you don't do it their way, you're not yotzei even on a deraisa level. There aren't too many of these. Besides Pesach and Sukkot, I can't think of another one. But that's what they said. That you're not even yotzei on a deraisa level. That's first of all. Second of all, what about the sleeping? When he slept in the sukkah, he's in the sukkah. So what do you mean you were never mekayim mitzvah sukkah in miyamecha? So the Rabbi Trevor answers, because the sukkah, the number one priority of the sukkah is where you have to eat in there. Everything else is gravy. Sleeping and spending time and learning. And it's all nice. It's all fantastic. But the main thing is eating. So if you don't eat in the sukkah, okay, you slept in the sukkah, it doesn't make a difference. It's not a good sukkah. The sukkah is defined as a place where you can go eat. And if you can't eat in the sukkah, it doesn't make a difference what else you do in there, you're not yotzei mitzvah sukkah. That's a big chiddush too. It's a big chiddush also. You know? Okay.
Someone allows you to make the bracha.
What? We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that on the base. It's the machlokas. We hold that way. We hold only make a bracha on eating. Other Rishonim held not like that. Because the Mishnah is going to mention things you do in the sukkah, and it's only going to say more than things in eating. Eating and learning and sleeping. So make a bracha when you do the other things. We don't do that. But others did. Other Rishonim did. We'll get to that on the base. Next, Nashim, Vavadim, Uktanim, women, Avadim and Ktanim, are Peturim in a sukkah. They're Pata from sukkah. Katan, once a cotton's old enough that he doesn't need his mother anymore, it's chayiv in a sukkah. What does that mean? We'll explain what that means. Nice, there was a story, that the daughter of Shammai HaZaken, the daughter or the daughter-in-law? The daughter-in-law of Shammai had a baby, and he made a hole in the ceiling, and he put a schach over the ceiling, b'shvil katan, for the baby. Which is a very strange thing, because no one holds that a newborn baby is chayav in sukkah. So what exactly is he doing? So on the base, we're going to ask that question, and the question is going to be better than the answers. It's still hard what he was doing exactly. So, b'nahani mili, how do we know all this in the Mishnah? How do we know all of what? How do we know everything? So, the Tana Rabbanan, Ezrach, it says in the Torah, call call Ezrach be Yisrael. What's an Ezrach? What's an Ezrach? They translate it as citizen. You know? Like citizen. What does that mean? What's call Ezrach?
But you don't see that elsewhere.
What?
You don't really see that elsewhere. I'm saying you're right.
What kind of word is Ezrach? So, they translate it as citizen. Right? Is that how they translate it?
No.
What do they say?
Native.
A native person. Fine. Excellent.
He calls it homeborn.
Fine. It's like the Constitution, right? If you're not homeborn, you can't run for president. What does that mean, Ezrach? What does that mean, citizen?
This come up like 10 days ago, whether it's moving or including or something.
Yeah, here we go.
You can't come under the
water. So, Ze Ezrach. That means an Ezrach. A native, born, a homeborn, whatever you want to call it. Ezrach. Rashi says, Ksiv Ezrach, Havi Mashma, Kol Todos Yisrael, Anashim V'Anashim. It sounds like it includes women, too. Everyone was homeborn. Everyone's native. Everyone's a citizen. Right? Ha Ezrach, then it says Ha Ezrach. It doesn't say Ezrach, it says Ha Ezrach is Lahotzi Yes Anashim. That excludes women. Kol, but it says Kol Ha Ezrach. It's a funny word. Kol Ha Ezrach. So Ha Ezrach, the Hey, excludes women. What is Kol? L'rabos HaSaktanim. That includes the children. Even though the Mishnah said that Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim are Pater. But they can choose the children. Amar Mar, we just said a second ago, Ha Ezrach, Lahotzi Yes Anashim. What if it would have said just Ezrach? Kol Ezrach. Then it would include women? Lashem lememra de Ezrach bein Nashim bein Gavri mashma? And if it just would have said Ezrach, it includes men and women? I know you're all thinking to yourself, one second. Sukkot Zemitzah Seishas Mankra, what's the Gemara doing here? We're going to get to that question. Before we get to that question, if it just said the word Ezrach, then it would imply women, yes? Votanya.
Yeah, if something said Mitzvah Seishas Mankra, but you have a different limud to include that.
Exactly.
Not different
women, they were
also involved
there. We'll get to that. Oh, the Tanya. Ha Ezrach. It says by Yom Kippur. Ha Ezrach has to fast. Right? L'rabba says Hanashim. That includes women. Ha Ezrachios. Shechayevus Binui. Everybody who's native, everybody who's homegrown, everybody who's a citizen has to fast. Alma. Ezrach. Gavri Masha. But if we just would have said the word Ezrach, it only would have meant men. Ha Ezrach means women too. So if the haze goes in opposite directions. Amar Rabba, no. Hilchas Aninu, it's halacha l'moshe misinai, v'as mechinu rabbanan akra. And the rabbanan just had a pasuk to rely on. It's not true. It's not a limud. But there are two places, Sukkah and Yom Kippur. One says, they both say Ha Ezrach. One includes women, one excludes women. He says, no. One of them is just halacha l'moshe misinai. Which one? Hai kra. The high hilchasa. Which one's a pasuk? Which one's hilchasa? Says Rashi, the third wide line, Hanach tri mili, these two words, ha-ezrach, one by sukkah and one by Yom Kippur, leka limidrashinu l'tavayo mikra. They're not learned that from the psukkim. De'i zehe l'rabos, avzehe l'rabos. The hays go in the same direction. Have to. So if one hays l'rabos, the other has to be l'rabos. V'im zelamayit, avzelamayit. And if one's excluded, the other has to also be excluded. Second, one excludes and one includes. That can't be right. The question is, you're right, it's not right. Ela, al pi halacha, shnemru l'moshe misinai, halacha l'moshe misinai, be'echad mehen, on one of them, l'chiluf, shnemru, shnei devarim halalu, zeh l'chiyev, zeh l'ptur. Right. Zeh halacha l'moshe misinai, one's chayev, one makes a woman chayev, and one makes a woman pater. V'chad d'minayu, lav mashmu'usa, one of them is not clear. Ella Rabbanan Asmichu Akroi. The Rabbanan attached to a pasuk, but it's not about that. It's about Allah Moshe Mitzinai. Chada Mashmusa V'Chada Asmachta Ba'alma De'Lukra Chiluf Mashna V'Lel Milsa Achritzi Asa. Right. It's come to teach you something else. In other words, one's Allah Moshe Mitzinai and one's learned out of the pasuk. Which one's which? Says the Gemara. V'Su also Kro Lamali Hilchas Lamali. What's going on here? Havisuka Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama V'Chal Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama. Nashim Paturas. Every mitzvah says Shas Mangrab and Nashim Patur. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me women are not chayiv in a sukkah? And if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, whether it's learned out of a pasuk, what's going on here? And then Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, Midrabi Hu Dam Arav Nafka, Dam Rav Hu Dam Arav, V'chentana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra, it says Ish O Isha. A man or a woman has to fast. Hishva HaKasav, Ish L'Isha, L'Kal Onshin Shabbat Torah. Women are included in every lo saseh. So what do you mean, Ha-Ezrach includes women? They're already included. Right? They're already included. And the Gemara is going to answer that I would think that Sukkah is connected to Pesach. And just like women have to eat matzah, it's one of the mitzvot ha-seishas of Chayavin. So too, Sukkah, they have to sit in a Sukkah, Kamash, well, they don't have to. Like what you said. Okay? That's going to be the answer. I would think, you're right, the mitzvot ha-seishas man grama. But maybe it's a gzeir shafa, tesvav. So whatever goes on by Pesach goes on by Sukkot. And women have to eat matzah. So therefore, I would think maybe women have to sit in a sukkah. Ezrach says they don't have to. What about Yom Kippur? So the Gemara is going to say, I'm not sure how we pass on the halacha l'maisa. The Gemara is going to say about Yom Kippur that no, they're not. Women are not chayiv in the tosefes of Yom Kippur. There's an idea of adding on Yom Kippur, which you do not get courage for that. Say so, whatever we add on to Yom Kippur, whatever that is, however many minutes that is, whatever it is, what if you don't want to do that? Say Yom Kippur. It's Tosefes Yom Kippur. So you're not chayiv, and if you don't do that, you don't want to do that. You want to eat to the last second. You don't have any Tosefes. You're not chayiv karis for that. It's not Yom Kippur. So there's an idea to make a little bit add on chol to kodesh, add on kodesh to chol. There's an idea to do that. Women might not have to do that. Okay, well, I'm not sure again how that plays out. Lachol Maisa, but that's what the Gemara is going to say. That's what the Gemara is going to say.
Before Ashkenaz women don't make Malaysia if they're eating?
They do.
They do.
They do. Of course they do. That's a different reason. Okay. No, everyone agrees they're not tivoy. They're not metuva. So the Sfaradim hold. How can they make a bracha? They're not metuva. Yeah, Ashkenazim hold. You can make a bracha. Before we get to that, answers. Tosfos asks the following question: what do you mean? It says that the Torah compared men and women to every onesh in the Torah. That's not even true. Because look at Tosfos on top. He says, V'im Tomar, b'perakam et Erechin, in the first parak of Erechin it says, Tomar, ein li ela ish. I only know that a man can make vows. She'erech isha, she'aricha minayin. How do we know I can make a vow? First, how do I know a woman can make a vow? And how do we know that you can make a vow based on the life of a woman? You could do that. U'perak dal misos, Gav makal of the emo, when a man's not allowed to, you're not allowed to curse your parents. The idstrich lon ish, it says a double lashon ish, l'rabos isha, to include a woman. The darish lay midichsiv ish trei zimni, it says ish twice. Dein miot elamirach l'rabos, so it comes to include women. Tepek lay midahashve ish l'isha. What do you mean? What do I need a drasha for? All men and women are the same. Why do I need a special pasuk by Erechin? What's going on here by cursing your parents? Gemara just said men and women are the same. And Tosfos answers, oh, v'chein perak nigmar din, ein isha nitlis. A woman doesn't get hung. The ksev, it says, ish. V'lo amrin, ish v'ish l'isha. We don't say they're the same. What's going on? V'ish l'omar, Tosfos answers, d'l'inyan parsha, listen to this, d'l'inyan parsha, shenemar b'lashon zachar, if the Torah is written, by the way, in lashon zachar, so if the Torah is written in Lashon Zachar, which is completely normal, Damrinan, who Damrinan Hishva HaKasav Ish L'Isha? That's where it applies to both. Now, the Torah is not going to write, there's not two Torahs, one in feminine and one in, and Hebrew language has male and female. English does not have such a thing. But other languages do. French has that, Spanish has, English doesn't have that, Hebrew has that. But the Torah is only written in one language. Which one? Lashon Zachar. If it's written in Lashon Zachar, it applies to both. That's the rule. It applies to both. Ish l'isha da'aha ma'isi la'bereish t'mura v'hacha gabe ezrach. Right? It's Lashon Zachar. Ezrach is Lashon Zachar. Therefore it applies to both. Okay, there's a hey that it doesn't apply to women. But normally it applies to both. Aval hechad d'ksiv ish. Why did it say ish? It should say, don't curse your parents. What is it? Ish, don't curse your parents. Why is it singling out a man? If it is that, ish, the mamtina isha, then it excludes a woman. That's when it excludes a woman. So why did it say ish? Just as it left it blank, lashon zachar, it would apply to both. It goes out of its way to say ish. Why did it do that? That would exclude a woman. It says ish twice. That includes a woman. Now, why did the Torah have to do all that? I don't know. But that's the rule. Umiyukasha, the silakasha, the parak shar shenagach arba v'chamisha. When an ox gores 4 or 5 times, over there it says, Omar, shar shiva. It says the word shar 7 times or whatever in the parsha there, in parsha's mishpatim, shar 7 times. Lavi shar isha, gabe shar shehemis. So it includes a woman's shar of a female. A woman owns a shar. Fahasam loksiv bay shar ish. Doesn't say anything there about a shar of an ish. Ela dekasiv bay, the gambal of yumas. The owner has to die. Doesn't mean he has to die, he has to pay money. It's only Lashon Zachar. So why over there, to need a special limud to include a woman's shor, it says a regular stam, Lashon Zachar. Of course they're included. That's the rule. Whenever it's Lashon Stam, Zachar, they're included. It says, V'shama yeshbo shum yitur, shayisi mamayit bimenu isha, ilav de Rabbi Rahmana. I would have thought, says Pasa, I can't think of it, there would have been some reason why they should be excluded. I don't know why, he doesn't say why. But maybe there would have been a reason why they should be excluded. So therefore, the Torah to include them separately. Inami or mishum d'ashina perak dal v'hei. Fine. There's another reason. I'm not sure what he's saying. Fine. So that's the story. So that's our question. Our question is: if women are not included in the mitzvah because of shazvan grama, why do we need a special pasuk to exclude them? They're already excluded. And the Gemara says, Amar Baya, lo lam suke hilchasa. It's all halachah mishnah. The itzrich. But I needed a pasuk to exclude women again. Why? So that the chamina teishu again to duru. Teishu again can do ma dira ish v'ishto. Just like a normal person lives together with his family. Af sukkah ish v'ishto. So too, when I'm eating my meal on sukkah, my wife should be there. Kamash v'lan, she doesn't have to be there. Shama chuyif to be there. Rava Amar, Rava says, itzrich, I have another vort. What was Rava having another vort for? What's wrong with this vort? Rava doesn't hold from teishu again can do? What's wrong with this vort? What's wrong with it? So you have to come up with a reason. I would have thought yalla chamisha asar chamisha asar mechag amatzos. It's a gzera shava. Chamisha asar from chag amatzos. Right? Ma. By the way, the who says it? The different mafarshim explain. Rava's saying, I agree with Teishu and Kitzur, but I can. What would that mean? I'd force my wife to be in the sukkah with me? I'd force her to sleep in there? I can't force her. She doesn't want to. So I can't force her. I can't. Teishu and Kitzur in a chah. I agree with that. Joshua says Rava. Of course, Teishu and Kitzur. You got to sit in the sukkah like a normal person. I can't force my wife to be in the sukkah, which is why the Rama says you don't have to sleep in the sukkah. That's the Rama's big kula. You don't have to. Why not? Because every night you sleep with your wife, you sleep together, and you can't force her to come to the sukkah. And she doesn't have to. So then you don't have to. Not everyone holds that Ramah. The Ramah says that. That's the Ramah's big hetter for not sleeping in the sukkah. Because you can't force her to come. Says Rav, of course you can't force her. Therefore, I agree with Teishu Yehain to do, but not in this context. Therefore, Rav comes up with another thing. What's the other thing? What do you mean?
The Ramah gives this kula.
The Torah doesn't seem troubled by that, right? The Torah said, right? So, but that's what Rama says. Why? Based on this. Rava comes up with another reason why it can't be that your wife has to go to the sukkah. Well, I would think she has to. It can't be because it takes fake to do it. You can't force her. Therefore, it's a gzera shava. Ma lahala nashim chayavas, afka nashim chayavas. I would think just by matzah, they're chayav here also. Kamash one, they're not chayav.
That's the halacha.
What?
I thought that is the halacha. The women are chayav in the first night.
Of what?
Of sukkahs.
But they're not. That's exactly the point. They're not. Ah, if Hashem demanded the sukkah hilchas akral lamali, why do we need a pasuk? Lava is a gerim to include the gerim. What's gerim? Sukkah the chamina ezach b'Israel merchman of lo. It's a gerim. Well, they're not native. They're not homeborn. All these things. Kamash one, they're included too. Gerim. Yom Kippur midrav Yehuda amar Rav Nafka.
That makes more sense because if you would say that we have all these drushes,
that's right.
How you lived in the midrash.
That's right.
You weren't part of the midrash.
That's right. Exactly. So, what about Yom Kippur? The Tosefis Inui. The Tosefis of Inui. There's no onish for that. You want to have extra Yom Kippur, extra time in Yom Kippur. They're not chayiv in that. Kamash Lan, so I'm saying it the other way. They are chayiv in that as well. Women are chayiv in that just like men. How do you know? From the word HaEzrach. Now, Omar Mar, Kol, Rabba says Aktanim. 1 second. Vatnan, I mentioned that Nashav and Aktanim, Turim and Asukah. They're putter. So the Gemara says, no, low kasha. Kam b'katan shegiya l'chinuch, kam b'katan shelo b'giya l'chinuch. Depends on whether the katan reached the age of chinuch or not. It's a katan shegiya l'chinuch midrabanan who? It's a din derabanan. Yeah. Midrabanan v'kras machta ba'alma who? It's a derabanan, but it's a kras machta ba'alma. So what the Mishnah say different than the Sbraisa? Saying the exact same thing. Okay. Then it says, katan shetarach l'imo. Heichi dami katan shetarach l'imo. What does that mean, a katan shetarach l'imo? What does that mean? It means Amri de Beir Yanai call Shenifne the Ain Imo Mekanachto. A guy, maybe a boy, young boy, already goes to the bathroom. He quiet himself. He's old enough to sit in the sukkah. Rav Shimon Omer call Shenam Mishnaso. He wakes up at night. The Ain Kori Imo doesn't scream out, "Mom." So Gemara says, "What do you mean? Gadol Mami Kori? Even adults do that." So Gemara says, "No. Ela Ema call Shenir the Ain Kori Imo Imo." It means he cries out, "Mom," and he won't go to sleep without her coming. Adults don't do that. They might cry out something, but they go back to sleep. But a young boy, won't go back to sleep until his mother comes. Touch a boy, he's not ready for the sukkah. What's that? Why is that the shear for being ready for the sukkah? Why is that? This is an unbelievable halachic part.
Is it going to disturb everybody?
No. Why is that the shear to be ready for? He could sit in the sukkah and eat. Okay, so he can't sleep in the sukkah. What about eating in the sukkah? Says the Bikurei Yaakov, the name of the Grizz said the same thing. The Brisker Rav says the same thing. If a boy is not ready to do the mitzvah b'shleimusa, there's no chinuch yet. If he can't sleep in the sukkah, He can't do the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa. There's no chinuch in eating either. It's a one package deal. It's unbelievable part.
But this is not just saying...
Since he can't sleep in the sukkah, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah either. He's not ready for the sukkah.
But is there any other mitzvah that was saying that a cotton is chayav? I mean, we say...
Chinuch. When do you buy a lula for a cotton? When he knows how to shake it. When do you
Mishma say he was chayav?
What? No, he said he's putter. But then it said kol includes katanim. It means chinuch.
It says the cotton who doesn't need his mother is chayav.
That's right. And it's chinuch. It's chinuch.
No, the art scroll says it's chayav in the mitzvah.
Yeah, of chinuch. The Gemara says that of chinuch. I don't know the art scroll. The Gemara says it's chayav of chinuch. It's a chinuch. Why is needing the mother the benchmark? Because if you can't do the mitzvah of the shemuta, there's no chinuch. It's unbelievable part. Most people don't hold like that. Most people don't hold like that. That's why the benchmark is that. If he can sleep in the sukkah, then he can for sure eat in the sukkah. Yeah. Why can't he eat in the sukkah and he doesn't have to sleep in the sukkah? Because if he has to do a mitzvah b'shemusa, there's no chinuch.
So what's another example?
What's
another example where he is required to become complete, I guess, fasting, I suppose?
Maybe fasting, yeah. maybe tefillin. Right? That's why 8-year-olds don't wear tefillin.
What's the b'shemusa on this?
Sleeping in the sukkah.
No. Thank you. What is the kid is doing?
He can't sleep in the sukkah. He can't sleep all night. He can't go through the night without waking.
Say that.
If he wakes up in the middle of the night and he won't go back to sleep.
That's their shear.
That's the shear.
Say that he's in his wake up middle of the night.
If he wakes up in the middle of the night, he won't go back to sleep.
Most kids don't wake up in the middle of the night.
But I know, but that's the point. The point is he's so young that if he wakes up in the middle of the night, he won't go back to sleep. So
okay,
therefore...
you're using the Bishlei Musa on this thing.
What do you mean? Right. I didn't make that up.
It's a bad benchmark.
What?
I know, but that's a bad benchmark. Why?
Here. Kivin shekatan kezeh tzarech li'imo kishuner balayla. He needs his mother when he wakes up at night. Lo yuchal lishon besukkah below imo. He can't sleep in the sukkah without his mother. Lo tiknuk bo chinuch afilu la'achilu besukkah. There's no chinuch even to eat in the sukkah. Why? Lefikach afilu in imo tia imo. Even if the mother's there, potter, he's potter. Kivin shemitad atzmo ein eroy l'ki mitzvah. But on his own, he can't be mechayin the mitzvah. He's only doing because his mother's there. So even if she's there, he's potter. That's what he's saying. That's why that's the benchmark. That's why 8-year-olds don't wear tefillin. Why not? Most 8-year-olds sit in the sukkah. Most 8-year-olds chikal olav. Most 8-year-olds hear shofar. Why don't they wear tefillin? They're not ready. They're simply not ready.
Right, and at 12 they're not ready?
It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a very good question.
Everyone that went down that rabbit hole because you said I'm not
ready. Right. It's a good question. It's a good question. The minhag in Klal Yisrael is that boys don't wear tefillin. I think the earliest minhag I ever heard is 6 months before. It's the earliest I ever heard of. Most boys, it's not even that early. It's to a month, you know, it's a month or two, so that's mostly. Why not? Why not earlier? I don't know.
But you see little kids wearing tzitzis.
Because they're old enough to wear tzitzis. Most kids wear tzitzis when they're old enough to know what tzitzis are and they can go to the bathroom by themselves. It's not going to get tzitzis dirty. You can't wear tzitzis in diapers. Nobody does that. Right? Once they're old enough, they wear tzitzis. They know what it is. The father wears tzitzis. Everyone wears tzitzis. They also wear tzitzis. Every mitzvah is a different age. There's never an age given. It's always relation to something else. All right, we got to stop here. We got to stop here. All right, we got to stop at 7 o'clock. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Yeah. Everybody have a very good day.